Okay, and I believe we have another call. We have, all right, we're not supposed to do this now, but we're going to just do this for tonight because I have just a moment to give you. But Henry from Connecticut is back on the line.
Yes, hello.
I will do that, make the exception, but otherwise one call per program, Henry.
Okay, okay.
I'll do this for you.
I couldn't believe
and only for you.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that caller, that guy that just called. What was his name?
Bob.
Oh, Bob from where?
Missouri.
Oh, Missouri. Wow.
St. Louis.
It's too bad I can't get him to call me, but I guess I can't do that.
You want to speak to Bob?
Yeah.
What is this, a dating service now?
No, I'm not dating. No.
I'm just being a little facetious.
No, he said some incredible things.
Yes, of course.
The thing he said about Patton, I didn't know that about Patton, that he said that we fought in the wrong war. I mean,
absolutely.
The wrong enemy, fought the wrong enemy.
He said we were on the wrong side, yeah.
Right, he wanted to rearm the Germans to fight the Russians.
Rearm them to go in and go through right through to Moscow. And, of course, Eisenhower prevented him from doing that. And he held the Ninth Army there, you know, in Berlin. He held them back so that they couldn't take Berlin. The United States would not take Berlin. And that was the whole point. The communists had the victory. Stalin ran the show. Unconditional surrender was the name of the game. And Eisenhower was in direct contact with his Soviet counterparts before any decisions were issued from Washington itself. So I think that was very interesting and very revealing about Eisenhower.